Blog Talk Radio.
Feet deep in the water, hunting father and daughter. Big bucks gonna be a goner, but it'll be alright if we just kill time. That's my life here in the backwoods. Sometimes I just wanna look good, hair did like redneck Hollywood. Me and my friends going out tonight. I'm a star. It's in my roots. I'll do me and you do you.
Welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. And today on the show, we have super talented singer-songwriter Alyssa Lynn joining us. I met Alyssa back in May at the Nashville Universe Awards, which are actually re-airing this week. We'll talk with her about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Craig, what's up, dude?
I feel great. I feel back at on the air with you as my second home. As just as in Alyssa Lynn's EP, where the song is from.
I appreciate that, buddy. But before we bring Alyssa on, there's a little sad business I need to take care of. I want to send well wishes out to my buddy Kevin from Arcata, Hick Country. His mother's not doing well at all. I'm thinking about you, bro. I love you to death. And everybody over here at the show, like I said, We're definitely thinking of you, brother. So, with that being said, Let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Alyssa Lynn to the show. Hey,
Hi.
Alyssa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Super.
I'm doing well. Thank you for doing this today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Alyssa, right after I heard this song, I went and I purchased my Home EP on Google Play and finishing giving it a 5-star review.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
And speaking of this song, it is a jam, if I'm going to say it. It's so good.
Thank you.
High heels or camera lips, but feel it.
Thank you.
Yes, it is. So, like I said in the intro, we actually met at the National Universe Awards in May. While we were waiting to get in the Wild Horse, me, you, my mom, and my aunt actually all struck up a conversation, and I always tell this story every time I'm on the phone with you, but you were sitting right next to me at the table next to me at the awards, and you walk up to me and you're like, I know this is going to sound weird, but I think I know you. but I'm sitting there going, wait, what? What's going on right now? but I come to find out you had actually been following me on Twitter for I don't even know how long, and I didn't realize it. So pretty much, I followed you back pretty much instantly at that point, and that's how we initially met.
Yes, Twitter.
Social media is a great thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Speaking of the National Universe Awards, correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't you up for an award or two?
I was up for Rising Star and Radio Single of the Year.
That's awesome. Now, a random question for you. If you had won, did you have a acceptance speech prepared, or were you just going to wing it?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Did you have a acceptance speech prepared if you had one, or were you just going to wing it?
I honestly was just going to wing it because that was my very first award show ever, and that was my very first time being nominated like that. And, you know, I initially came there to, you know, meet people and network and stuff like that. I never even expected to win anything. So if I did, I think I'd be completely blown away and in shock.
I understand that completely. I actually won a couple of years ago. I won a Wobble Award. It's for the Chris Top program. It's another radio show out of Clarksville, Tennessee, and I won for a top fan. And I promise you, Alyssa, it felt like I rambled for 10 minutes, I promise you. I had nothing prepared. I was totally blown away. And it felt like I'd rambled for hours. So speaking of award shows, I know you're nominated for some more awards in October. Talk about that real quick.
Yeah, I think it's 6 or 7. I don't know exactly, but I don't know exactly what they are either because I couldn't keep track with. But yeah, I'm nominated for 6 or 7 awards for the K-Dub Hit Country Awards show in October, and I'm really excited about how that turns out, and excited to see people there, you know, people I'm friends with, and people I met at the Nashville Universe Awards that I'm friends with, and meet new people. So I'm definitely excited. It's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to meeting you at this award show, Melissa.
Yes, I can't wait to meet you too.
Thank you.
This is a little insider information here. I was actually on the call when Kevin of K-Dub called you up and told you that you were nominated.
Yes.
That was
pretty exciting.
At that point, what was going through your mind at that point?
Oh, gosh. A lot of things. Like, just to know that there's so many people out there that support me in all kinds of aspects to be nominated in more than one category, that people see me things and they're supporting me on it and they believe in me with those things. It's just very empowering, and it definitely makes me want to push even more. So I'm bringing my A game for the award show.
Now, I was doing a little research for this interview, and I also found out that you're a actress and a model too.
I am.
Is there anything in this industry that you can't do? I mean, you're an actress, model, singer, songwriter. Is there anything that you can't do in this industry?
I can't dance.
Fair enough.
Cody, have you ever heard the song?
Yeah.
Listen to "You Can't, I Can't Dance, I Can't Talk. Only thing about me is the way I walk." That was by Genesis, and that was a big hit. So obviously, listen, if anything, that's an attribute, not a negative.
So I want to talk to you a little bit about how you got into the music industry in the first place. Was that something that you'd always wanted to do, or talk to me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I started singing when I was 4. It was basically just around the house thing. I did it for fun, and there was this cafe that did karaoke every Saturday night where I'm from over in Knoxville, and we used to go every Saturday night, and I'd do karaoke when I was younger, and until I was about 7 or 8, from 4 to 8, I did karaoke every Saturday night, except for nights that we were maybe out of town or something like that. And, you know, I've always had that, like, natural thing to where I was okay with being in front of people singing. So when I got a little bit older, I started to understand, you know, this is really fun. And I understood, hey, people get paid for this. So I was like, you know what? I think I like this. So when I was 9, I got my first guitar, and I started playing it that next year, because I had got it for Christmas, playing since then. And I really started with, like, songwriting and performing and really pushing in it was about 14 and 15. So I really got serious into it about 2 years ago.
Awesome. So, I know she said that you're originally from Knoxville, which is not too far from Nashville. What are some of your favorite places to play in Nashville?
Oh, geez. I like playing at Douglas Corner. That one's a good vibey place. I really like that place. The Bluebird's always, you know, comforting, you know, everyone, because, I mean, I guess it's so small and you sit so close to everybody that you feel like you have a personal connection with everyone in there. So those two are probably my favorite.
Awesome. Now, I live only about 3 hours, well, 2.5 from Nashville myself, and and my aunt, the one you met at Nashville Universe, lives about maybe 15 or 20 minutes outside of the city. So I tend to go there pretty much every chance I possibly get. Nashville,
yeah,
it's become like a second home to me at this point.
Yep.
Yeah. I also go 3 to 4 times to Nashville a year, Alyssa, including CMA Fest.
Yeah. Matter of fact,
CMA Fest
so Nashville is my, you said it's my home too. Like it's in your EP.
As a matter of fact, I'll be back in September. So.
Cool.
Yep. I'm spending my next birthday in September in Nashville, which is going to be so much fun.
Oh, that's
I cannot
cool.
wait.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
I cannot wait. It's going to be so much fun. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the music community itself there in Nashville. I mean, I tend to think that generally 85 or 90% of the music community in Nashville are genuinely good people.
Yes, they are. I mean, it doesn't even matter if they're artists, songwriters, or they're like way up in the music business, like music executives and producers and record label like owners. Even they don't, they'll be nice. They're nice to everybody.
Mm-hmm. So, I wanted to ask you this, whether it's in the writing room or somewhere on stage, what has been your biggest, is this my wife right now moment?
Wow. I would say, when I go on stage and I'm playing and I'm singing, you know, what really pushes me further to do what I do, and the reason why I love it so much, is the reaction I get from people. That's what really excites me about this business. And that's what I'm so grateful to be able to do music and stuff in my life, and that I love it so much, too.
Meeting you in person and listening to a lot of your music like I have been doing, you, my friend, are going to be a star. There's not a doubt in my mind.
Thank you.
I also wanted to ask, and that brings up my next question. When everything's said and done with your music career, 40, 50 years down the road, or however long that is, what kind of legacy or impact do you want to leave on the industry?
I definitely want to show kids and teenagers that they can do anything. Like, anything is possible if they really put their mind to it. And, you know, that they can pursue anything. Like, I've gone through so many twists and turns and all kinds of setbacks and stuff like that, but I keep on pushing through it. And I definitely want to leave that for kids and teenagers and young adults to know that they can do it and to never give up.
You know, and that brings up a interesting point. I've been in the country industry myself with this show for the past 4 years, but prior to that, I covered another industry for about 2 or 2.5 years prior to that. So, I'm making a switch from that world in LA to covering the Nashville music community. I'm not going to lie to you, Alyssa. I had tons of questions. I mean, would this show be accepted by the listeners? Would it be accepted by the industry itself? Would it be accepted by other media outlets? And there was one interview in particular that I did with CMT's Katie Cook. She said, I support what you're doing. And that was like, okay, well, that is validation right there. I mean, to have Katie Cook say something like that to you, and I still consider myself a baby in this industry, because I've been covering it for only 4 years. But to have Katie Cook, somebody that's been in this industry for 18 years or whatever, say that to me was like, okay, wow, I'm doing something.
Yeah,
right,
I bet.
At did you have any questions for her, Craig? And I think we might have lost Craig. I don't know. But anyway, I wanted to ask, if you weren't in the music business, what other passions would you like to pursue if you weren't in the music industry?
To be completely honest with you, I have no idea. Music is all I've ever known. I honestly, there is no backup plan for me.
Oh.
You know, and we hear that a lot, actually. As surprising as that sounds. We hear artists all the time say, this is it for me. There is no plan B for me. This is it completely.
Yep.
Are you still there, Craig?
I'm still here.
Did you have any questions for her, bud?
I wanted to ask her, what is in the horizon for her in the next year or two in terms of shows? Is she interested or able to tour the U.S. With her My Home EP in order to promote it?
I actually will be doing a lot more touring next year. I'm going to be doing as much as I can in the United States. I'm actually going to go into Canada too. So I'm going to do U.S.
Wow.
And Canada. Yes, so I'm doing U.S. Yeah. And Canada. This year I took a smaller tour because I am a sophomore in high school and I did a lot of school this year. So that way I didn't have to do as much next year and the year after, hoping that I will get busier. So this year's my main focus is school. So I'm pushing through high school, and then next year I'm going to be pushing school and pushing music even further.
Super.
Oh, nice.
Two follow-up questions.
One,
does the tour include New York and New Jersey? And does that mean, are you mostly homeschooled, or you go to the actual classes in high school?
I am online school, so I do school on the road. And I'm hoping I can get to that region.
Cindy, I hope you do, because I would love to see you perform live other than Nashville, where I don't have to fly to see you.
I wanted to tell you, too, this new song, this High Heels or Camo, I'm going to be adding that to a rotation on my Indie Country Radio show for you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I feel like with this radio show and with Indie Country, I feel like the more we can do for artists, the better, you know?
Yeah.
And I say this all the time, but independent artists, I think, are some of the most underrated, the most talented people in the business.
I agree. I can definitely agree.
And I've said this until I'm blue in the face, too. Specifically women in the genre do not get enough respect at country radio.
I definitely agree on that, too.
You know, and I'll do everything in my power to help get you guys heard and get your music out there.
Thank you so much. That really means a lot.
Absolutely. Let me see if I had anything else for you. Oh, one or two more questions for you. What is the best advice you've ever been given? Whether it's in your personal life or your professional life.
I can give two actually in my personal life that kind of goes with this music business. The best advice I've got is to still not only be me but be my age. You know, so you know, still do. I'm still in high school, so do prom, go to graduation, still do things that an actual teenager would do. Go hang out with your friends. Do have like a teenage life because you don't want to grow up too fast. And that was something that really hit me hard. Really, I mean, and I've been doing that a lot. You know, doing music and doing school and still trying to, you know, hang out with friends my age and do other stuff like that. And business-wise, mm-hmm. professionally, the best advice I've got was in songwriting, to write thing, not just my genre, not just my age, because then it'll set myself back and limit myself to what I can, to my full potential and what I can do. So I write about everything and anything that I can.
Right. You know, and that's really good advice. I mean, for somebody your age, specifically, the part about being a normal teenager, I think that would apply to pretty much everybody in the business. I mean,
yes, I agree.
In the country business. In the country business, I need to find something that outside of the business that quote unquote normalizes you.
Yeah.
You know, and
I definitely agree.
It's the same with radio. You know, it's the same with radio because I mean, in this radio business, sure, I'm a personality on air. And really, all you're hearing is my voice. But you've met me in person. I mean, we're legit friends. You met me in person. But what I'm trying to make is everybody entertainment business, I don't care what it is, acting, singing, dancing, I don't care what, you have to find that one thing outside of your craft that brings you back down to earth, you know?
Yes, kind of, you know, step away from the profession and kind of, you know, be with your family and not have to worry about business and stuff like that. So I definitely agree.
Exactly. Wow, 30 minutes has just kind of flown by, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
I think to wrap up with, I'm gonna straight just got something else for you.
Well, the only question I have Alyssa, is there anything that you would like to discuss or bring up that you haven't brought up in this interview?
You know, I just wanted to say thank you to y'all for having me on, and to say thanks to all my fans and followers and stuff, you know, that believe in me and support my music and stuff like that, and that can connect with things that I do and that I write and stuff like that. So I just want to say thank you.
Before we let you go, I did have one more question for you. Where can fans find you online if they want to follow you on social media?
AlyssaLynnMusic.com, and in the top right-hand corner, there is a link to every social media account, and it'll take you right to my page. So that's an easy way. And then I'm verified on Google, so you can go on Google, type in Alyssa Lynn Music, and everything that is about me is right there.
Awesome. And just for a future reference, I now follow you on pretty much every social media platform out there. Just for a future reference.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I thank you so much for doing this. This has been so much fun.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And I think we're gonna let you go and let you get back to your evening. But I will hopefully see you in October. I hope.
Yes.
You've got a open invitation back to the show anytime you wanna come back on. Absolutely anytime.
Thank you.
Awesome. I'll be talking to you later. Okay, Alyssa.
Okay.
Take care, Alyssa. Great talking to you. Cody,
yes,
I have to go.
Yes, great talking to you.
It was a pleasure. Yes.
Yeah, I know you have to go, Craig, but I just wanted to announce real quick, tomorrow at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Miss Michelle Pereira joining us.
She is a terrific artist. She's part of Song Suffragette, which actually has a great show tonight. I met her through Dallas Remington, and she's a sweetheart. And tomorrow should be a terrific, very friendly and fun interview.
And folks, we have some incredible stuff coming in it for you. I was just looking over the list of book shows, and it was just. Y'all ain't ready for this. That's all I'm gonna say. Y'all ain't ready. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Alyssa Lynn. Like I said earlier, tomorrow at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Miss Michelle Pereira joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Wait, There's Murph. Thank you and goodbye.